What's happening?
Oh, yeah,
what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Didn't see you there.
Just happy holidays.
Dude, I wore the wrong fucking shirt tonight. I swear to God.
What'd you need to wear?
Smacking the Benjamin, because Jesus fuck. I'm already getting that second hand.
Oh, God damn it. I smacked a little too hard.
Yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Nothing crazy going on.
Why are you talking in that microphone? This microphone's on.
I'm talking in that direction.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, why tell you anything else?
Fucking on your bullshit already. All good, man. Doing all right.
Good deal.
What about you, Edgar?
Apparently, there was an earthquake over here that I had no idea about until you guys told me about it. Then I started hearing about it.
I told you it was fucking Nia Jax. She slipped out of bed and hit the ground. That's all it was. One big deal. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think it did happen like where she's from. Isn't she from like San Diego or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. So that adds up.
Thank you. See?
It tracks.
Dravy Wavy knows some shit.
Are you in Southern or Northern California?
Northern.
Oh, okay.
He's where all the fires are.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
No, actually, the fires are in the south. South.
Up north is like green and lush and.
Yeah, we're the city of.
Don't go smoking it.
We're the city of trees over here.
Oh, yeah.
Up here where we are, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, we're good. Everything's good over here, thankfully.
Sweet. So, Edgar, my man, what's our first topic tonight?
Well, if it's all right with you guys, I want to get started with the Mariah May, latest on Mariah May when it comes to her AEW contract. Apparently, there's rumors, there's some belief in AEW that once Mariah May's AEW contract expires, she might be heading to the WWE, which is pretty crazy because it feels like she hasn't been in AEW for that long, maybe. Been a little over a year. January 3rd is when Mariah May debuted in AEW. She's already trying to jump ships. I guess my only question is, like, based on what we've seen so far in AEW, you know, the thing with the feud with Toni Storm, and it just seems like, I don't know, we haven't really seen a lot of Mariah May. What's your opinion on her even thinking about her being in the WWE? How are you guys feeling about that?
I mean, she's talented. She's won all over the world. I think the feud with Toni Storm might be the best you're going to get from her.
Yes.
I think if she goes to NXT, she'll be forgotten in their women's division because it's so stacked. Mm-hmm. If Tony offered her a new contract, I'd tell her to sign it because she's gonna get more opportunities there than she will in the next 5 years at NXT. At least one more 3-year deal just to get more TV time, more, you know, more time in front of the U.S. fans. I just don't think she's ready yet.
So I agree with you, shockingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why. One name, first and last, Jade Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
Jade was one of the best things AEW had. She signed with WWE, part of a fucking bullshit tag team division, and she's got a bullshit match. Now, granted, she's on the WrestleMania card, but it's a bullshit fucking match. She could be so much more important than what she is. She should be in title contention, period.
All the time.
Yeah. Whether it's for the workhorse titles or if it's for the main titles, either one, she should be a single star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully that will come from this Naomi feud. Doubtful. But at the same time, her booking's just not been the best. And I understand, you know, when she first came in, she had a lot of holes in her game and she had to patch them up. And when she came back, you know, she still had a couple of them. She's still working. We all work on it. Nobody's fucking perfect unless you're Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Fight me. But I've seen what some AEW talents from AEW to WWE, NXT, whatever, that brand, from AEW to WWE. A lot of them do get lost in the fold. Other than Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, which, let's face it, even in AEW, he was a WWE guy.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. He did make an AEW worth watching for me, though. But other than them two, Sean Spears, Brian Pillman Jr., Ethan Page, they're all lost in the fold now.
Are they even on TV?
They're on NXT.
I know they're on NXT.
Yeah, they're on NXT every week.
Okay.
Sean Spears just lost the North American title to Ricky Starks.
Okay, so Starks is a champion already.
Yeah, Starks is already getting built up. Alexis King is doing something with William Regal, but he's not on TV every week. He's on once every other week or once every 3 weeks. Ethan Page, they're not even using him in NXT right now. He's over in TNA on that working partnership, which I think is the best move for him. I mean, so, like, yeah, I said, other than Cody, other than Punk, who've come from AEW, which, again, they were both WWE guys before going to AEW, then back to WWE. You don't have a lot of ex-AEW talent getting fucking over.
Well, of course, they need time and developmental to learn the WWE style, without question. I don't know why.
Why does Sean Spears need it, though? Sean Spears was a WWE guy. He came up in NXT.
Yeah,
he came up in NXT. Worked that whole thing 4 years. Yeah. Then went to the main roster. Then went to AEW. Why is he back in NXT? He should be main roster talent.
I don't think he should be.
I think he should.
I mean, he's good, but he doesn't. He's not special.
Neither was Dolph Ziggler. Neither is The Miz.
You wouldn't put Penta on that list, Javen?
It's too soon for him, really. Him and Phoenix, I'd say it's too soon because they've only been on for a couple months. Alexis King's been signed for almost a year now. Sean Spears has been signed for almost a year now. Ethan Page has been signed for almost a year now. Ricky Saints just got signed and has this massive push right now. But what happens when he cools down? Penta and Phoenix is like riding this wave of that transfer going to WWE. And yes, their style definitely gives them that allowance. But what's going to happen in 6 months when hopefully it don't happen? But when Penta and Phoenix are either pushing the tag division for a pointless fucking title contention or they're just stuck in the mid-card somewhere?
I think as irrelevant as the tag titles are in WWE, I think them defending those belts would legitimize it a lot.
We thought the same thing with the Machine Guns.
Yeah, but they were never the Lucha Brothers.
They were the Lucha Brothers before the Lucha Brothers were even a thing.
I'm not saying they weren't talented. Of course they were. I'm just saying that worldwide, Penta and Phoenix are huge names.
So is fucking Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. But they got labeled as TNA guys. So in the WWE mindset, they're still just another tag team.
So do you not think Hunter coming on is like alleviated that? Or you think the whole WWE talent are above everybody is so ingrained in him?
I kind of think it is. And again, this is just, you know, from years of fucking dealing with Vince and learning from Vince and like these little niches that he just can't get away from. Now, I will wholeheartedly say if it wasn't for the fact Hunter took the reins, the Machine Guns would have never got signed.
100%.
But they still had that stigma of being just TNA guys. The only two I can think of that ever got that stigma away from was AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. Bobby Roode couldn't do it.
No.
He had a hell of a fucking gimmick. You know, unfortunately, he had the neck injury that kind of halted everything.
Austin Aries.
Fuck Austin Aries. Don't even start on that twat waffle. Fucking Cowboy James Storm. He didn't even want to fucking sign him for anything more than just a couple matches. And James said, you know, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Eric Young.
Yeah.
Eric Young's fucking world-class talent. He got thrown in a bullshit fucking faction.
I don't know. What do you think, Edgar?
I would rather see Britt Baker go to WWE before Mariah May.
Oh, it's...
I mean...
100%.
Just like comparing Mariah May just to Penta and Jade Cargill. Like, I know Penta's too early to say, but Penta, since he got to the WWE, he was presented like a star already. And he felt, to me, he felt more important in the WWE than he ever was in AEW. But we're talking about
from his early presentation, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, when Penta went dark in AEW, that rehash of that character, I could say that would be on par to his WWE run right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but that's fair. But Penta and Jade, they're two very unique looking people, right? You got Jade Cargill, no one else looks like Jade Cargill. You got Penta, no one else. We have other masked luchadors. But there's something different about Penta, and I think that's why he's being presented differently than every other luchador in WWE.
Yeah.
But if you bring in Mariah May, there's a million Mariah Mays, or there's like, what can she do that none of the other blondes or wrestle, you know, female blondes in the WWE can't do? Like,
well, if you're familiar with WWE's history, there's never enough blonde wrestlers. Okay.
Well, I can answer this, and it's the same compliment that I gave Lisa on the podcast, and same compliment I give to a lot of good female talents. She wrestles like a fucking man.
Yep.
You don't get that with a lot of WWE talents. You damn sure ain't gonna get with a fucking lizard queen. Please, if she does get signed, immediately put her with fucking Charlotte Flair. And let her shoot on that fucking...
Yeah, no, Mariah May can go.
100%.
100%.
Like, I wish this Toni Storm was the Toni Storm we had. Yeah. When she was in WWE. And I ain't talking about character-wise, I'm talking about work-wise.
Mm.
Guarantee she would never fucking had to go anywhere.
But I don't know if they would have saw her brilliance in that. Like, the first few times she was out there as Timeless, it was kind of cringe. Until she settled in. I don't know if they would have had the patience to sit back on that.
Vince wouldn't have had the patience for it. And she was there when Vince was there.
Yeah.
Hunter lets you... Now, granted, you still got to run shit by this person, this person, this person, get it to Hunter. But he's a lot more loose on those reins now.
Maybe.
Power driver.
Yeah.
Power driver.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I tend to think that you guys, or I tend to think that she's where she needs to be, at least for one more contract cycle, because going into that NXT roster.
Like I said, I have to agree with you, only because if she does stay with AEW, one more deal, whether I'd say a short deal, like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Build her equity.
Exactly.
Make her fucking worth something. So when she has to go on those negotiations, she's like, this is what I want. This is what I can bring you. And if you don't like it, this is what he's offering me to come back.
Yeah. And that's what you want as a talent. Mm-hmm. You want that leverage. And that was why Cody got such a crazy deal. I mean, the story about him threatening to cancel the deal because they wouldn't license Kingdom for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't. He was like, y'all work it out or I'm gone. And he hung up.
Yeah.
Like, he probably more than anybody in the past few years has proven he's a draw. Proven that he can make companies better and bigger.
Yes.
So he was in a unique position, but yeah, I think she needs to stay.
Fuck yeah, she needs to stay. I mean, she's only been there for a year, right? Not yeah, barely a year.
Well, her deal's not up to the end, towards the end of the year, so I would imagine it was a 2-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
But right, I mean, she just had like this major feud with one of AEW's biggest stars, Toni Storm, and they had their big blow off match that people were saying was the greatest women's match of all time, and she wants to leave. Like, this is when they should capitalize on Mariah May and be like, hey, this whole thing with Toni Storm should be putting her over more with the fans, and like, they need to do more with Mariah May, but she's just like, nah, I pretty much peaked here and I'm just going to go to WWE. Like, I don't, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. No. Well, let me throw this from a Booker's point of view. That match with Toni and Mariah May is as good as it's going to get, right? Toni walked out a champion, right? You still need her on TV. What do you need Mariah to do?
Contend.
You need her to go away and make the fans miss her, so when she does fucking come back, it's even more of a fucking draw.
Yeah. I mean, because she had like a serious, a nasty heel run as the title holder.
And she can come back with that, have her off TV 2-3 months. I mean, she's getting paid for it regardless. Yeah. Have her off TV for 2-3 months. Have the fans forget her, so to speak, and have her come back in and work fucking Toni again.
That could work.
That's exactly how I'd book it.
Yeah.
I'd book it to the point that she goes after the fucking butler and beats the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Fucking Gunther style. Bathe in his fucking blood.
Why not put her versus Mercedes Moné?
Because she's a Megan fucking Bain piece of shit.
Yeah,
she ain't worth a goddamn thing.
Yeah, you gotta say she. She's definitely a bigger fish than Mariah May, and that title might not be bad for Mariah right now.
Yeah, but as much as they're pushing Mercedes right now, she's got what, 37 titles. Yeah. They're not gonna take any fucking belts off her right now.
And I don't get it.
I heard one of those belts is from a company that's like not, that doesn't even exist anymore, or it's not an active company or something like that.
LCCW?
I don't know which one.
No, it's the it's the Rev Pro Southside Championship that those, it's merged into the Rev Pro, but she's just carrying both belts separately.
So it's kind of like when Kenny won the TNA title and he had the Impact World Championship and the TNA title that was half broken. Same situation. Just to have more belts.
Stupid.
Fucking retarded. I don't get it. But either way, right now, to me, and you can say what you want, I'm just from an outside point of view because I don't watch it much. Right now, Mercedes Moné, is, as far as I'm concerned, is the Chris Jericho of the women's division. You feud with her, and then you fucking die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think they should be focusing on young talent like Julia Hart.
100%. Sky Blue.
Sky Blue. I haven't seen Sky Blue in fucking forever.
I've seen her on Instagram.
Me too. yeah, Sky Blue, Chris Statlander.
Dude, she was one of the OGs. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's where I think they need to spend their time pushing.
Yeah, they're homegrown. Not this time.
Well, that was a rather long discussion on Mariah May leaving.
Longer than we thought.
You got any more to add to this, or should we go to a commercial, Edgar?
We're good.
All right.
Well, thank you for the permission.
I'm good. I'm sorry.
I got all right. Well, we'll be right back.